It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. When a New York City journalist visits State College and falls in love with a farmer, what happens next? Our reviewer, Andrew Wilson, is here to tell you more about this true story.
I read the last few pages of the book, The Dirty Life, with tears streaming down my face. I felt the urge to rush forward with the reading, knowing all the while that getting to the end of the book would bring on the disappointment of finishing my relationship with the book, with the author Kristen Kimball, and with her amazing farm. When I read the last word, I closed my eyes and leaned back. Images from the book streamed through my mind. Draft horses running down the hill toward the lake, a wedding party in a hay barn, blizzards and harvest parties. I longed to feel the sun, the wind, the snow, the rain, and the soil itself of Essex Farm in Essex, New York. You see, Essex is my hometown. I spent the first 25 years of my life there before I moved to Pennsylvania. Several years ago, I went back to Essex to visit my sister who still lives there, and she introduced me to her friends Kristen and Mark Kimball, the new proprietors of Essex Farm. My sister had become a regular at their farm, helping clean the milk jugs one day a week and enjoying some of the fresh produce. When Kristen Kimball learned that I live near State College, she told me the story of having met Mark near State College at Tate Farm, where she had gone to research an article on the growing popularity of locally grown organic food. The story of how they met, which she recounted to me on a blustery November day in 2007, is at the core of the first chapter of The Dirty Life, which came out just months ago in October 2010. Kimball writes, "The book is the story of the two love affairs that interrupted the trajectory of my life, one with farming, that dirty, concupiscent art, and the other with a complicated and exasperating farmer I met in State College, Pennsylvania." Together, the Kimballs created a farm with the goal to provide healthy food for an entire community, and through their tireless efforts, they succeeded. They weaned the calves, harrowed the fields, and fed their neighbors. The book recounts everything this meant for Kristen and Mark. Reading The Dirty Life is a wonderful experience in all regards. If you are like I am, you will come away from the book feeling as if you have gotten way too out of touch with the earth. You may also feel, as I did, that you want to take up farming and feel passionate about it.
That book is The Dirty Life by Kristen Kimball, published by Scribner. Our reviewer, Andrew Wilson, lives in Birmingham and is the headmaster of Greer School, a boarding school for girls. Have you read a good book lately? Tell us about it on our website at wpsu.org/bookmark. And don't forget, you can share your thoughts on our reviews in the comments section of our website. That's your bookmark for this week. On WPSU, I'm Craig Johnson.